letter written to the conveners of the protest, signed by acting officer commanding police in Mashingo district, Superintendent Philip Ngube states that the demonstration has not been granted by the police. In the letter, Superintendent Ngube said, without giving specific reasons, that the peaceful procession was not granted in terms of Section 26 of the Public Order and Security Act. This section of the Constitution relates to consultations, negotiations, amendments of notices, and conditions with respect to processions, public demonstrations, and public meetings to avoid public disorder. Section 26, subsection 3, clearly stipulates that a gathering cannot be sanctioned by the police if a regulating authority receives credible information on oath that there is a threat that a proposed procession, public demonstration, or public meeting will result in serious disruption of vehicle or pedestrian traffic, injury to participants in the procession, public demonstration, or public meeting or other persons, or extensive damage to property or any other public disorder. Superintendent Ngube and Masvingo Provincial Police spokesperson Inspector Charity Mazula declined to comment. Community Tolerance and Reconciliation Development Advocates Officer Zelana Mzorozi said the police move was a violation of residents' right to demonstrate.
The ban is unconstitutional and it is not going to deter us. We are going to disregard it as the residents or citizens of Zimbabwe. We have got the constitutional mandate to demonstrate. We are going ahead. What is important now is for us to make sure that people are going to flood in the streets to go and demonstrate. I would like to take this opportunity to say to the residents of Mashingo, let's come out tomorrow in our numbers and demonstrate against rampant unemployment, poor social service delivery, corruption, poor road maintenance.
Mashingo United Residents and Repairs Alliance Oromura Director Anozam Guti added that they have handed over the matter to the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights.
They have already made some urgent applications to the courts of law. And while the lawyers are busy with that process, we are busy mobilizing our members so that they will come in their numbers tomorrow. We are not going to be stopped by any act of violation of our rights.
Attorney Martin Mureri of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights confirmed that they are taking the matter to court.
Yes, they gave us instructions to the effect that we should appeal against the decision of the regulating authority for prohibiting them actually to proceed with their procession penciled for the 18th day of June 2016. That is indeed after they were being abandoned. We are approaching the magistrate court in terms of Section 27B of the POSA, Chapter 11.17, which says that any convener actually who is aggrieved with the decision of the regulating authority should appeal to the magistrate court sitting in the district where the procession is supposed to take place.
Other organizations taking part in the public process include the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, Zimbabwe Human Rights Association, Mashingo Residents Trust, Mashingo Human Rights Trust, Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Christian Church Action Trust of Zimbabwe, Christian Alliance and Christian Voices International Zimbabwe, reporting for Studio 7 in Mashingo. This is Gandhi Maramba.